Hey Dolphins, Melissa here from your Miami Dolphins. Today we'll cover some of yesterday's wild card game and take a look back at the memorable 2016 season. All right here on Dolphins Daily presented by Aquafina.
Hey, keep playing.
A long, hard-fought year full of great moments has come to a close with the Dolphins falling 30-12 to the Steelers in yesterday's AFC wild card game. Battling Pittsburgh in the coldest playoff game ever for the team at 17 degrees, Miami couldn't make up for a slow start and fell short of capitalizing on created opportunities. Quarterback Matt Moore went 29 of 36 for 289 yards and connected with Damian Williams on a 4-yard score late in the fourth. Moore's 80.6 completion percentage is the second best in Dolphins postseason history. Wide receiver Jarvis Landry caught 11 passes for 102 yards, while Kenny Stills finished with 5 receptions for 82 yards. Defensively, the Dolphins came away with 2 interceptions, one by safety Michael Thomas and the other by rookie cornerback Xavien Howard, the first of his career. Certainly not the way the team was hoping to have things end, but looking at everything accomplished this season, there is so much to be proud of. Players expressed after the game how much they've learned and enjoyed this season, while already looking to strive for more next year. This 2016 team has shown an amazing growth toward a promising, bright future. They were counted out at 1-4, but never forget what the guys made of it. A 6-game win streak, 200-yard rushing performances, late-game finishes, a 10-6 winning season, and made the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Fans, we've witnessed so much, but we can't forget to give a big thanks to all of you who supported the Dolphins this year. Your impact throughout the season played a big role in the success of the team. The energy you brought to Hard Rock Stadium during home games and the aqua and orange pride you traveled with on the road was beyond meaningful. The players greatly appreciate everything you guys do. We can't wait to do it all over again and see what higher ceiling the Miami Dolphins can reach. Well, that's it for me today, guys. We'll see you tomorrow for more Dolphins news and updates right here on Dolphins Daily presented by Aquafina.